Audio 5.4.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sarah Cato Show. You know, speaking in public is not something that comes easily for a lot of people. There's something about speaking in front of an audience, especially if it's a big audience, that makes people very nervous and unsure of themselves. So today we have Melanie Koplov, our resident communications expert, in the studio to give us some tips on how to give effective presentations. Welcome to the show, Melanie.
Hi, Sarah. It's good to be here again.
Melanie, maybe you could begin by telling us what makes a good presentation.
Well, in a nutshell, a good presentation, I think, is one that is well prepared and well delivered. For most people, that means they have to do a lot of planning, preparation, and practice. I call it the three P's. Of course, for some people, public speaking is second nature, but most of us have to work hard at it.
So tell me, what do I need to consider when preparing a presentation?
I think once you have a general idea of what you're going to talk about, you need to consider your audience. Think about how familiar they are with the topic, what they need to learn, and what you think would interest them. You really need to have your audience in mind when you plan the content of your talk. You don't want your presentation to fall on deaf ears.
Okay, that seems easy enough to do. What else can I do to keep my audience attentive?
Well, there are many tried and tested ways to get your listeners' attention from the very start. For example, you can begin your presentation with some kind of an icebreaker. Something that will create a good rapport and a relaxed atmosphere. It can be an introductory remark, a joke, even an anecdote. Anything that will relax them and get them into a good frame of mind for listening.
I've heard that a personal story or even a picture can be a good attention grabber to start a presentation with.
Yes, it could. But the attention grabber you choose will depend in part on your personality. You need to be comfortable with whatever you're saying. It will also depend on the content of the presentation. The icebreaker should have some kind of a connection to your talk.
Okay, so let's say I've chosen my topic and some things to talk about. What do I do next?
Well, it's a good idea to prepare an outline of your talk. An outline is a point form plan of what you want to talk about. I usually recommend writing it down and then following it when you deliver your presentation. Once you know what you want to say in the presentation, it's important to practice, practice, practice until you feel completely comfortable with it. Oh, and while you're practicing it, it's a good idea to use specific expressions when you move from one point to another. These expressions are called signposts, like, first of all, and now for my next point, and to sum up, using them will help your listeners follow your presentation.
Okay, so let's say I've practiced my presentation many times, and now I have to face the audience and actually deliver my talk.
Well, it's really not as scary as it seems. Remember, you've done your homework. Follow your outline. Oh, and also, when speaking to a large group of people, remember that your body language and the way you use your voice is as important as your topic. So pay attention to that too.
Melanie, you've been very helpful as usual, but I'm afraid our airtime is coming to an end. Thanks so much for being here today and sharing some of your insights with us.
Thanks, Sarah. It's been a pleasure.